don't know what you're talking about.
Who's he talking?
Why are you talking to me?
How does he make his voice?
You don't have any idea what you're talking about.
That's what I'm talking about!
Talking is what we're talking about. We're classic hits, 98.9 WJEZ. I'm Todd Weinbrenner. Kat is going to join us in just a moment. We're going to be talking a little bit about what's happening today in Washington, D.C., the change of power, the inauguration. Yes, indeed, Donald Trump taking the presidency. Who knows what that's going to lead to? Who knows what any president's ascent is going to lead to? But I wanted to talk for just a minute about what exactly goes on with the inauguration and why we do it on January 20th. And I mentioned this earlier this morning, but there's an amendment. And what happened was, before 1933, when they passed the 20th Amendment, they had a problem with the fact that presidents got elected in November and then never got sworn in until March. And there were all kinds of people pulling all kinds of stunts in that long lame duck period. So they just got rid of it, moved it to January the 20th. So now we know. And that, you know, that sounds like the kind of thing that's been pulled on Kat
as
she's tried to run this radio station and runs.
I have yet to have my inauguration concert in my ball.
I didn't realize we'd had that kind of oversight. You're right. We need to take care of that. We will have a big shindig and inaugurate Kat. I don't think the Chief Justice is available, though.
Why?
Well, they're busy people.
Well, come on.
We'll have them call you. We'll have you call them personally.
I could do that. And no, I'm going to have my people do it.
You can say, Judge Roberts, you need a plane ticket.
I want Ginsburg.
You want what?
I want Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Ruth Bader
to come.
Ginsburg to
yeah.
come and swear you in.
Yeah.
As president of WJEZ.
I do.
All right. I'll call her.
All right. I appreciate that.
She seems like a fairly affable person.
I think so. Hey, if she's got the wherewithal to get on a plane and head out here, then she can do it.
You know, we lost Antonin Scalia in 2016.
Yeah.
And one of the strangest stories of his life was that, of course, he, far to the right in terms of his political ideology, Ruth Bader Ginsburg to the left. And yet they were great friends. They vacationed together.
Isn't that awesome?
I guess they just agreed not to talk about those things.
I think.
Or maybe they had great fun arguing about those things.
Well, I don't know. That could be, too. You just don't know. Yeah.
I don't know. But John Roberts is going to be in Washington today swearing in Donald Trump. And what we want to talk about today is not so much the inauguration of President Trump, but we want to talk about how President Trump has communicated with the American people, at least the most talked about way he's communicated with the American people, and that's 140 characters at a time.
He was doing it first thing this morning. I had the news on at 6 a.m., and he'd already been tweet, 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 tweet.
What else is he going to do for the next 4 years?
Well,
do you think he has a tweeter? Do you think he tweets himself, or do you think he tells people what to do?
They say he does it. And here's the thing. Today, he has written his own speech. He has access to fabulous speechwriters, and it's his own words today. So put your seatbelt on.
I'm sure if you ask the soon-to-be president, the still president-elect for a couple of hours, he will tell you it's the greatest speech ever written.
Oh, yeah.
That's just his style.
Oh, yeah.
Just the way he flies.
That's right. He's been too busy this morning to talk about that stuff because he had, you know, he spent the night at Blair House last night and this morning an hour-long church service and coffee and tea, I believe, is about to happen with the Obamas.
It's going to be interesting. I was listening to one of the pundit shows the other day, and they wonder what Barack Obama's presence is going to be in Washington, D.C., because they plan to stay. He's got kids in school still, or at least one daughter still in school. And so they're going to be around for a while. And they talked about George W. Bush just disappearing. I mean, George W. Bush made it clear that he was done with political life, wanted to go back to his ranch.
Yeah, just, I think he flew out that day, didn't he? He's like, see ya.
I believe so. He just wanted to live a life, but they were wondering if Barack Obama's going to be that way. So,
He's younger. Obama is younger.
That's
so,
true.
You know, he's what, just 54 maybe?
Yeah, somewhere in his mid-50s.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So he should have some energy to.
I guess so. The reason I bring it up is because with Trump in the White House and Obama in the offing, in the wings, whatever the word is you want to use, could be an interesting 4 years.
Maybe they'll be good friends.
I don't know. You got to admit, the people who have ever sat in that big chair, pretty elite group, pretty small group. So, I mean, if you want shared experiences, there aren't too many people you can call.
No, that's for sure. And who better than the last person that did it? You know,
yeah.
I just can't imagine. Alyssa and I were just talking upstairs about the fact that the Trumps have lived in the public eye, but this is way different.
Yeah.
This is unbelievable. I can't imagine.
Yes.
I just can't imagine.
I've heard several former presidents say that, you have these ideas and you work so hard to get noticed and to get the nomination and to get elected, and then you start getting the briefings and you just have a natural moment when you say, what have I gotten myself into?
Yeah.
Why did no one tell me about these things before I ran for office?
Right. And the thing is, when we go back to the fact that he, you know, Twitter was a big part of electing him. He was tweeting this morning. Will he be tweeting tomorrow morning? Do you remember the whole thing with Obama and he wanted to hang on to his BlackBerry and they're like, no,
I do remember
give it to me.
Now that you mention it. Well, do you think that's a good thing or a bad thing? A lot of people have criticized Mr. Trump saying, you know, during a campaign, it's one thing, but now that you're elected, you really should back off the tweeting, especially the more petty stuff. And apparently Trump does his own thing because, as you say, he's still tweeting.
He's still tweeting. So it'll be interesting to see. Now, I thought he looked extremely presidential yesterday. I watched the laying of the wreath at the Tomb of the Unknowns. And I feel like Mike Pence already had that, but he's been in politics. Mm-hmm. Trump not being in politics, I felt like he gave – you could see on his face it was clear respect for what he was doing and where he was. So here's the bottom line. Anybody that hopes he fails is crazy. I hope he succeeds a million times over, because this is my future and my children's future and the future of, you know, all of us. So I hope he takes the tweeting and just kind of, you know, POTUS here.
I think tweeting is with us forever.
Yeah.
For good or for bad.
Yeah.
I don't think we're going to be rid of it.
No.
I don't know if that's good.
But will he talk in emojis? That's what I, you know, Carrie Fisher was known for that. She wouldn't put a single word in a tweet.
Mm-hmm.
It was all emojis. I don't know what they are.
Yeah.
I can't, because my interpretation of them, my youngest daughter will be like, really?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, first off, that's chocolate ice cream smiling at me? No, it is not.
I have had the same experience. Young people saying, that's not what that means at all.
Yeah.
You know, what are you talking about?
It's like, yeah.
Sorry. If you start using a symbolic language, it gives people the opportunity to interpret the symbols however they want.
Yeah. So how's that going to play out for the president?
It's true. The other thing about tweeting is you don't get a lot of time to really fully explain your ideas. And, of course, everybody and their cousin gets to respond to it instantly.
Yeah.
Imagine the president giving a speech and being heckled. You know what I mean? We've had some of that.
Yeah.
But only for members of Congress, you know, only for people who got to be in the room. Now it's the whole country.
Yeah.
They just unload on the president whenever they want. And people have a bad habit of lying, Kat. This is my other problem with social media. People just put up stuff that
I don't believe
is
it.
Just not true.
I believe everything everyone says and everything on the internet is true.
All right, then. Then I'll let you know that we've already, just as a surprise to you, we've already called Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Uh-huh.
And she's on her way.
Yay!
She said, well, Miss Kat's inaugural? I wouldn't do it.
I would have dressed better. At least I am wearing red, white, and blue today.
Well, there you go.
In honor of the day.
In honor of the day. And we will keep talking about the first 100 days, of course, but just an interesting change of pace. There's no question the Trump campaigned like nobody's campaigned before. So what will that lead to in his presidency? We don't know.
No, we don't. New Trump emojis?
Will it be good or bad? It will depend on who you ask, like always.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I hope the best. I hope we can do some great things. But there's lots of things that Obama did that I hope doesn't get undone. And that's always the fear when you switch parties in the presidency. But I look at it this way, Todd. All I can do is vote. That's all I can do.
It's true.
That's all I can do.
And the one thing I hope that President Trump can do is mobilize Congress again. I think that if this country has problems, it's because we put too much emphasis on who's the president and not enough emphasis on the things that Congress is doing.
Well, and Republicans control both.
It's true.
So,
but there's still all kinds of games that are being played, and it doesn't seem to change. Everything just stays very what's the word I'm looking for? But there just seems to be tension all the time.
Right, right.
And I do know that there are people in Congress working together, but they don't get the attention.
Right.
Sadly, what we always hear about is the headbutting. And
well,
now Ted Cruz wants everybody to like him. What? Where did that come from?
It came from the fact that he's going to run in 2020.
Well, he never stopped running, exactly.
Well, that's
like,
true.
Suspend my campaign? You're crazy. I ain't suspending anything.
Here's what I am most anxious to see today.
All right, then.
I'm gonna just put it out there, and I'm going to be honest. They're forecasting rain.
Okay.
That hair. What's going to happen with that hair? He was on record as saying he hoped it rained because his hair is going to be a mess, but it will prove that it's real. Now, well, you got to give it to him for that.
Well, there's no doubt that it's real. It's just the way he's got it coiffed that has prompted some comments.
I really think he needs to reconsider that because he can't just wear a ball cap when he's outside, which is what he's done on the campaign trail.
It's a good point. He needs a stylist. Bill Clinton got in all kinds of trouble because he had his stylist go with him on trips. So
he got in trouble for that?
I think he got in trouble for everything.
Was it a female stylist?
I don't know. I never looked into it that deeply. But I forget what it was. A plane was held. He was traveling somewhere, and something got held up at an airport, and they found out that the reason was that Clinton's stylist had wanted to trim up his hair before he made this trip, and it held up things because they were on Air Force One, but they were holding other flights waiting for Air Force One to take off. He took some heat for that. But, you know, if you run for president, I don't care if you're George W. Bush, Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, whoever, you better be ready to take some heat.
Yeah.
Because that's kind of the nature of the beast, you know?
And that's something that Donald Trump has struggled with a little bit is when somebody pokes, he punches. And it is hard to take that high road. I've always told my girls, listen, you always have to take the high road. I'm not going to tell you it ain't lonely there because it is. But at the end of the day, that's the place you need to be.
Well, and if you want to compare the realm of Washington, D.C. to a boxing match, there's a lot of people there that have been through a lot of sparring matches.
Yes.
So the president does call himself a counterpuncher, but there are a lot of people that are used to counterpunchers. And that counterpunch, you may just be swinging your way into a trap they've set for you. It's not always a nice town. Let's just put it that way. You mentioned emojis a minute ago. There are some new ones that are going to explode on the scene, we're told.
I can't wait. What are they?
One of them is President Obama dropping the mic.
Yeah, that was cool.
Vice President Biden eating ice cream.
Could we just have more ice cream eating memes?
There you go. There's also a new emoji of Donald Trump peeking over his wall.
Oh, my goodness.
And Donald Trump bathing in a bathtub of money.
That one already exists, I think.
It's true. I think you're right.
He's not going to take a salary.
That is what I've heard. We'll see.
I'd be like, are you kidding me?
Leaving $400,000 on the table or whatever.
If I'm going to age 2 years for every one that I'm in office, I'm taking the salary because I'm going to need it to fix things later.
There you go. Yeah, just take what you can get when you can get it.
Heck yeah.
These are uncertain times.
These are uncertain times, Todd. And I'm taking my salary. I'm not going to lie to you.
Well, and Justice Ginsburg wants us to cover her hotel room, too. And I said we'd work that out once she got here.
We've got an air mattress upstairs. She'll be fine.
Oh, tweet that to your friends, folks. We've got it all figured out. And I'm Todd Weinberger. Cat is cat. And we're here on Jock Gibberish on Classic Hits 98.9 WJEZ.